This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
On a Friday, we spend time with Dr. Peter Hammond, the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Carey Bible Institute. Ooh, it's nice and busy on the program this morning. Good morning, Dr. Hammond.
Good morning, Brad. So, based in Cape Town, at this busy port city, we have oceans of opportunity for evangelism. And William Carey once described Cape Town as the uttermost parts of the earth, astride the Atlantic and the Indian Oceans, and he recommended that Cape Town be the site for the first World Missions Conference. Well, it took 200 years before that actually happened. Back in 2000, we had 2010, we had a phenomenal International Missions Conference in Cape Town. But right now, we have a major evangelistic opportunity with the BRICS plus naval exercises taking place in False Bay. And we have naval vessels from several BRICS countries, including some restricted access areas and some closed countries. So we have some monumental ministry opportunities. Now, we have got, despite South Africa's official position of being neutral and non-aligned, we have got warships from a number of countries, the United Arab Emirates corvette Bani Yas, the Russian corvette Stokiri, which is also equipped with an anti-submarine helicopter, and they also have the oil tanker Yelena, and there is from Iran the corvette Nagi, and they have their supply vessel Shahid Magdavi, and there's a Chinese guided missile destroyer Tangshan, and they have a replenishment ship from China Taiyu. And then there's also naval personnel from Ethiopia, Egypt, and Indonesia who are coming as observers during these naval drills. Our South African frigate, the South African ship SAS Amatola, is participating in these drills, which they're calling Will for Peace 2026. And it's been running from the 9th of January till today, the 16th. But hopefully the naval personnel will stay in town, have some shore leave afterwards. So we're hoping this weekend there can be more evangelistic opportunities with some of the people from these countries that are on shore. So back in 1995, we had over 80 warships from many countries around the world gathered for the 75th anniversary of the founding of the South African Navy. On that occasion, we raided the Bible study and got a vast amount of gospel literature in many different languages, and were able to get onto ships from Pakistan and from Argentina, from China, Russia. There were people from all over the world. It was just a phenomenal evangelistic outreach. We had navies from Chile and from Britain, United States, Saudi Arabia, all visiting Cape Town. And on that occasion, we used the amphitheater at the waterfront for open air hymn services. We did Bible distribution, personal evangelism with these people from many countries, including restricted access countries. Well, on this occasion, we have acquired Bibles in Arabic and Farsi. Farsi is the language of Persia or Iran. And we've got Russian and Chinese Bibles, New Testaments. And we are equipping evangelists to work amongst the foreign sailors on shore leave. And I'm planning to go and do my attempt tomorrow to see what naval personnel I can find on the streets around Simonstown and nearby. So having naval personnel from restricted access areas and from some closed countries visit our shores provides a rare opportunity for strategic evangelism. And we read in Psalm 107, verse 23, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters. Well, we see this often in Cape Town. We have great ships and people doing commerce on great waters, on oceans, visiting our shores. So let's be sure that our church, our Bible study, our youth group, our women's group, our Home Bible Study Group are also mobilized for evangelism. And if you need evangelistic literature, Literature for Africa has vast amounts of gospel literature in about 100 languages. We even have Bibles in Indonesian. We've got Ethiopian, Amharic, and a whole lot of other rare literature available. So if you want to get equipped, contact Literature for Africa. We have gospel booklets. We've got John and Romans, New Testaments, Gideon's Bibles and New Testaments, a whole lot of things that you may find useful. Faith comes from hearing, hearing by the word of God. And the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. But how can they believe unless they hear? And how can they hear without a preacher? And so somebody has to take the gospel to these folks, engage in conversations, hand out gospel materials, make available Bibles or New Testaments to those who are interested. And we can have the assurance that this will have a great impact. So what a wonderful privilege we've got in Cape Town. We can go to the nations, but in many cases, the nations come to us. And we've had some wonderful opportunities sharing the gospel with and even praying with and leading to Christ people from faraway nations who visit in Cape Town. So really encourage listeners to pray that while this controversial naval drill exercise taking place just off our coast, that local churches and individuals will take the opportunity to try and reach out to, perhaps even invite some of these sailors into your home or your church for a meal, but that we can put some gospel literature in their hands. And for that purpose, do contact Literature for Africa. You will find gospel materials available. We distribute about 200 tons of Bibles and books absolutely free on average every year. And we've got containers of Bibles and books en route to us to resupply as well right now. Unfortunately, those containers will only arrive at the end of February, but nevertheless, we have at the moment tens of thousands of gospel booklets available, and including in some of these languages that we now have their warships in our False Bay and Simon Sound harbors. So the scripture says, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And I answered, here am I, Lord, send me. So Isaiah 6 verse 8 tells us God is looking for people to send. And are you willing to go to share the gospel? Whether it's across the world, across the street, whether it's to friends and neighbors or to co-workers, people at school, whether it's to foreign sailors visiting our shores, we need to be responding, here am I, Lord, send me. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. We read in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. You only have one life, it'll soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Let's make our life count for eternity. Let's be ready on a daily basis, having gospel literature with us, having some New Testament in our pocket or our purse, being sure that we are able to sow gospel seed wherever we go. And visitors, whether coming through our airport or through our ports, there's such an opportunity. We have oceans of opportunity for evangelism around us. May God bless each one who seeks to be a witness during this time. And don't hesitate to contact us at Livingston House, Frontline Fellowship, Literature for Africa, if you want to equip yourself with Bibles, gospel booklets, New Testaments, that we can sow gospel seed with the people we mix with on a daily basis. I do pray some will also make an extra effort tomorrow to get out to Simonstown and see if you can meet some of these foreign sailors and engage in some evangelistic conversations.
Yeah, sounds like a busy time, but what a powerful conversation. And even in our own spaces where we work and where we interact at schools with the parents we chat to and the work that we do, how are we creating opportunities just like this to share the good news of Jesus? Thanks this morning, Dr. Hammond. We appreciate your time. The founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Carey Bible Institute. Here's to a really great Friday and enjoy a peaceful weekend.
Thank you so much, Brad. God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.